and thank you for standing by. All lines will be on listen only to the question and answer portion. To ask your question, press star then one on your phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect. I would like to introduce your host, Amy Frickey. Please begin.
Good morning and welcome to today's webinar. My name is Amy Frickey and I'm one of the organizers for today's call. We really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. Today's webcast is presented by the Illinois Department of Human Services, Division of Mental Health, and the Illinois Mental Health Collaborative. The title of today's webcast is Williams Class Registration Training. And you first hear from Dr. Mary Smith from DMH. Mary?
Hi, everyone, and thanks, Amy. So I just wanted to take a couple of minutes to give an overview of the Williams versus Quinn consent decree. I think probably all DMH contracted providers have heard about this, but in the event that you haven't, you know, Williams versus Quinn was a lawsuit that was filed some time ago. A consent decree was filed in, I think it was September 2010. And the consent decree actually focuses on individuals who are institutionalized in institutions for mental diseases or IMDs. And the lawsuit actually focuses on 24 IMDs that are located in the Chicago area, Lake County, Peoria, and Decatur. And so these are individuals who are 18 years or older and who have a mental illness. And basically, the lawsuit says that the state departments must work together to transition these individuals to community living and community services with appropriate supports. So, you know, as you probably know, these individuals also have a choice. They can elect not to transition, but should they elect to transition and the appropriate supports and services are available, DMH and other state agencies will be helping them to transition to community living. So that's kind of a quick overview. There is lots of information about the consent decree and the approved implementation plan. If you haven't seen it, you can find it on, you can find a link to it on the DHS website at www.dhs.state.il.us. Over on the right-hand side, there is a link, Williams versus Quinn, and there you can look at the consent decree and you can look at the approved implementation plan. So if folks have questions about that consent decree, I would suggest that you go there. There's even a website address that you can send questions to if you have a need for clarification or if you just have some questions about the consent decree. So because DMH is one of the leads on this particular lawsuit, DMH is working with a subgroup of providers who will be providing services to Williams class individuals and helping them transition from IMDs. And so DMH needs to capture some specific information about these individuals. And, of course, what we always want to do is capture information in the most efficient manner, meaning we don't want to create new databases or invent new information systems. And so we have added a few fields to the registration and integrated it into our current system. So basically, you know, that's what the presentation will be about today. Now, as some of you may know, right now there's a small group of providers that DMH will be contracting with to do some transition coordination and provide community services to the Williams class individuals. The only way, you know, as Karen Vendetti will walk through the changes to the registration, you know, but just as a reminder, all of our usual rules will apply. meaning that a person really has to be identified as a Williams-class person to be eligible to be registered as a Williams-class individual, and providers have to be contracted with to provide services to these individuals and thus to submit claims. So I'll have a few closing comments, but right now let me turn it back over to Amy.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Your speaker for today from the Value Options is Ms. Karen Vendetti. She is Director of Eligibility. Before we begin the formal presentation, I would like to review with everyone a few helpful tools and housekeeping items for the online portion of the forum. If you happen to get disconnected from the audio portion, please call back into the same number you just dialed, which is 1-888-677-0065. The passcode is Illinois. The visual portion of this presentation is web-based. Of course, you can choose the audio portion only, but if you would like to log in to see the webinar presentation or PowerPoint, the login information is located on the invite you received after you registered. If you are experiencing any problems with the particular link to join, you can also go to www.joinwebinar.com and enter the webinar ID, which is 151-614-994. Again, that number is 151-614-994. There will be a designated question and answer portion towards the end of today's presentation. We ask that attendees to hold their questions until the designated question and answer period. The operator will then open up the lines for you at that time. Lastly, at the conclusion of the presentation today, we ask that you please complete the brief satisfaction survey that will appear when you close out of the online forum. It should take less than about 5 minutes to complete the survey, and we value your feedback. Without further ado, we will now begin the formal presentation. I would like to turn the call over to our first speaker today, Ms. Karen Vendetti. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. Good morning, everybody. I'm going to speak to you this morning about the Provider Connect registration enhancement for the Williams class consumers. So the enhancements that we're going to be talking about here will be implemented on 12.9, and Provider Connect will be unavailable while the new screens and the new processes are put in place, and you will receive an alert next week with the specific downtimes for Provider Connect for this release. All registrations at this time for Williams Class consumers will need to be completed in Provider Connect, as the batch registration changes will not be done at this time. They'll be done later in January. That's to give everybody a chance to be able to make the changes to the batch process for these new fields. So the changes that are being made are, there's going to be a new indicator for Williams Class consumers, a yes or no indicator. Is a required field. There's also a new field for the IMD home code, and there's a list of the home codes in the Provider Connect manual, and that is a drop down within Provider Connect, so you'll be able to drop down and see the list of them and just pick the appropriate IMD home code. It has the home code and, of course, the description. There's also a new value added for the residential arrangement, which is a value of 80 for an IMD. There's also a new qualifying exception for the Williams class consumer. There's also a new value for the MH closing disposition, which is 10, refused transition. Also took the opportunity to implement a new marital status, which is C for civil union. Okay, now this process works very similar to like the CHP process, which is that we will be getting a file, the collaborative will be getting a file from DHS that will tell us the consumers that are eligible for the Williams class. Now these consumers will be loaded in the system with an EWCC fund. So that fund just says, okay, these are Williams class eligible consumers. So consumers then, of course, have to have the STBO, the DHS Social Services, and the EWCC. Then they could be registered for the Williams Class Fund. Okay, and of course, you as a provider need to be eligible for the Williams Class Fund in order to register a consumer. Okay, so here's just a picture of the enrollment history. This is Provider Connect's enrollment history that shows the EWCC fund. This consumer is eligible for Williams Class, Medicaid, and has the STBO fund. This, a little fuzzy on the picture here I'm getting, but there's a new field right here. This is the Williams Class Indicator. This is a yes-no field. And then this, the drop-down for the IMD whole code is right, IMD home code is right beside it. So those are the new fields on Provider Connect. Okay. This is just saying we're along with the new fields, there are just new values within fields that are relevant to Williams class, such as if they're a Williams class, they would be in an 80 when they're still in the IMD, you put a residential arrangement of 80. The Williams class consumer qualifying exception is that, you know, we recognize that, you know, it could be difficult to get the financials on someone in the Williams class, someone in an IMD. Therefore, there is the exception for the income that you could use for specifically for the Williams class consumer. New closing disposition of 10, refused transition, and then the civil union. So that's it. There's not, you know, a lot of changes within the application. So I would like to open it up to questions at this time.
Amy, before we do that, and thanks, Karen.
Oh, sure.
Before we do that, I'd just like to say this. You know, some of you may be sitting there wondering or saying to yourself, well, these folks haven't transitioned yet from the IMDs. We know that we're out a little bit ahead of the curve. We want to make sure that folks know, you know, what's coming because, again, this change in the software, even though it's very minimal, folks who use Provider Connect will be seeing that those changes as of December 9th. And so, you know, again, we want you to know what changes are coming, but in the short run, we know that pretty much everyone would just be answering no to whether or not the person is a Williams class individual. So with that, Amy, let's go to questions if there are any.
Thank you. Audra, we can now open the line for questions.
Thank you. At this time, if you would like to ask your question, please press star then one on your phone. You will be announced prior to asking your question. To withdraw your question, press star two. Again, please press star then one for your question. One moment. Doug Hotchkiss, you may ask your question.
Just to clarify this, these changes are not going to be made at the same time on the 9th on the batch process?
No, because there is a new field, of course, for the Williams class that we're going to have to, that we're adding to the batch process.
When will that take place then?
We were targeting the end of January for the batch processes to add the Williams class indicator.
Okay.
We are posting the batch registration guide to the site, and it should be there early next week. Again, all it is it really two fields at the end of the layout, one for the indicator and one for the home code.
Okay.
Now, the other values, like the civil union value and the closing disposition, those are just really crosswalks within our system or reference files within our system, those are available. If you have a consumer who is, you know, their status, marital status is a civil union, you can use those beginning on the 9th.
Okay, so those drop down, or those lists of those added values are really independent of this Williams class thing. They're just some new choices we have.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. All righty, then I won't be concerned about programming until next year, I guess.
Hey, Doug, it's Mary. We wanted to make sure that providers with their own system have an adequate amount of time to make the changes. So
yeah. Yeah.
Well, kind of a heads up. It's coming to you.
Well, compared to 5010, this is a cakewalk, so no problem there. But okay, thanks.
Our next question is from Gong Ming Mo. Your line is open.
Hi, Karen. I got a question for you. Is that after September the 9th, because we're all doing the batch registration, but we can continue to submit the registration as they are.
Correct.
A required field, you know, after December the 9th, right?
Correct.
So, okay. That's, I want to clarify, because if you, you know, mandate some fields to be filled out after December the 9th.
Right, and they're not mandated within the batch process, and it will not be until we actually release it in the end, release the batch changes at the end of January.
Okay, so we the only change for us that if we need to choose to use some of the new code, like civil union, you will be able to process them.
Correct. And, you know, as we said, this is a startup process. If within that time frame, and I don't even know if it would happen, within that time frame, you know, there is a consumer who, you know, one of your agencies has a young man who is a Williams class, and they need to register them for Williams class, they would need to do that in Provider Connect.
That's important to know that they need to register on the Provider Connect if they are in this category.
Right.
Right, but it's Mary. I really don't expect that there would be any of those folks.
Okay.
Yeah, we won't see them until sometime in January probably, or even at the end of January.
Okay, great. Mary, that are you anticipating the record layout, the length of the record layout will be changing, or?
Yes, we'll be adding the two new fields.
Okay, so the length of the record layout will be changed, right?
Correct, yeah. And again, we had both the presentation here, the updated Provider Connect guide, and the updated batch registration guide will all be available on the site next week.
Okay.
Okay?
Great. Okay, thank you very much.
Yep.
Again, for your question, press star then 1. Dave Peterson, you may ask your question.
Yeah, hello. This website seems to have changed a little bit. Where on the site will those be? Cause I can't even find the most current batch registration guide.
It would be under provider information. You know, when you get into the site, you click for providers.
Uh-huh.
And then on the left-hand side, there's a for provider information.
Okay.
Are you in the site?
I'm at valueoptions.com.
You want to be at the Illinois Mental Health Collaborative.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Then it's, I'll find it then. I'm good. Thank you.
Okay.
Our next question is from Stacy Phillips. Stacy Phillips, your line is open. Please check your mute button. Would you like to move on to the next question?
Yes.
Thank you. Linda Bergerman, your line is open.
Thank you. Just wanted to confirm, once the batch registration enhancements are put in place in January or exactly whenever that occurs, will we need to resubmit all of our current clients that are registered, even if they're not Williams Consent Decree candidates, just so that we could fill out that field with the yes-no if they're in the Williams class?
No.
Okay. So when we do the next required 6-month update, we would then make sure we fill out that field.
Correct. Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yep.
At this time, there are no further questions.
Okay, Audra, we'll wait a few minutes.
Thank you again for your question. Press star one. One moment. Here's a question from Gong Min Mu.
Hi, Dr. Mary Smith. I don't know whether it's appropriate for me to ask using this forum or not. I just wanted to check with you, since you are not at the last tech conference call. Are you still in the process of getting the Illinois claim detail data set for us? How can you give us a little bit of information on that project?
Yes. The collaborative is still working on that, and they're doing some testing on those reports. And so, as you know, we can only generate the reports when we receive data back from HFS now, because providers report directly to HFS. And
sure,
so we have
sure.
gotten some files back, and as I said, the collaborative staff are working to test those, and then we'll be able
okay.
to release them.
Yeah, that's great. That's very encouraging because each agency I work with they receive thousands of pages is really almost impossible to reconcile, you know, using that kind of paper method. So the Illinois claim detail data set is going to be our lifesaver.
So, okay, well, we're happy to be able to assist.
Yeah, that's great. So I'll let everybody know that that's still, you know, active and live, and so we are looking forward to that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome.
There's a question from Zoe Chase.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I know that we won't be registering anyone for Williams class as of yet. It'll probably be a little while. But the screens that we just saw from PowerPoint, are we able to print those out? I have someone that would like to see that information that isn't here.
Well, the screens on Provider Connect would be available after the 9th.
Right, the PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, the PowerPoint presentation, that should be, that's being loaded to the site, Illinois Mental Health Collaborative website.
Okay.
It should be available for you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Demetria Stubbs, you may ask your question.
Hi, I'm calling to ask about the claim data set reports that someone just referred to earlier. So these reports will be the same as the previous reports that was from Value Options, so we run them the same way and everything like that?
They're basically the same reports, Demetrius, but because the claims are not submitted directly to the collaborative any longer, there are probably a few fields that just don't apply anymore. And so where modifications need to happen because of that, you know, those reports have been modified. But generally, it'll be pretty much the same claims detailed data set, and you'll run them through Provider Connect just like you always did.
Okay. And another question I have is a question about, I had a rejection. I know this is not the same thing, but about the segmented billing. I had an issue where they said that the segment for our billing was not the registrations, the segment amount wasn't I guess the it wasn't the proper segment amount for a registration for HFS to be able to adjudicate a service. Does anybody know about any segment amounts that we should be looking at, or what question we should be asking about segmented amounts for our registrations?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure what that refers to, Demetrius, but, you know, as we've discussed, any of those claims questions need to go to HFS, and I am in touch with the folks who, you know, work on the claims questions that come in. So I'll touch bases with them and see what the story is.
The reason why I ask is that HFS said that we should ask Value Options about it.
Well,
about segments from registrations, because they said it's on the Value Options end and not on their end. That's why I was asking the question.
Okay. Well, I don't want to turn this into another, a claims call, because we focused on Williams. But, you know, I hope I'll just take this opportunity to mention, I hope everyone has seen the joint provider notice that was sent out by HFS and DHS DMH on October 27th, which talked about some errors, some G82 and G85 errors that relate to authorizations and registrations, and the fact that those are being reprocessed. So
right. Well, that part, yes, we are aware of that one. I mean,
okay,
that's a great help to us.
That's what I can tell you. I'll have to check with our contacts at HFS.
Okay.
About any
All right.
segment issues that they're referring to.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
There are no further questions at this time.
Okay, we'll wait just a few more seconds.
There is a question from Laura Morris.
Hi. Actually, this is Chris with the McHenry County Mental Health Board. I just want a clarification. So when we come to the field where it asks you Williams Class Consumer, yes or no, if you do answer no to that, do you have to put anything else in the related fields to that question?
No, there's the two fields, right, the Williams Indicator and then the IND home code. If you answer yes, that the consumer is a Williams class, then the IND home code is required. If you answer no, then the IND home code would be left blank.
Thank you.
Yep.
Currently, there are no further questions.
Well, Amy, it seems to me that we've come to the end of the call. These were pretty
dangerous. All right, thank you. If there are no more questions in the queue, then that will conclude our call for today. I would like to remind the audience that today's call audio and PowerPoint will be posted under the Provider Resources heading on the Provider Information page of the Collaborative's website in MP3 format. It will be available for download within 2 to 3 business days. I would also like to remind everyone that we value your feedback, so please take a few minutes to complete the brief survey that will appear when you close out of the online forum today. Audrey, you can now please push the speakers through to post-conference and may now disconnect the main line.
Thank you. Thank you for participating. Today's call has concluded. Please disconnect your phone line at this time.